Brings us to agenda item number six, Michael and Linda Bradley. Snucker.
Yeah, I jumped the gun earlier. Sure what the holdup is here. Mr. and Mrs. Bradley are requesting authorization to construct a 17-foot by 28-foot open-sided boathouse adjacent to an existing private non-commercial pier situated along the York River off York Haven Lane in Gloucester County. The project is protested by the adjoining property owner. I'm sorry, it's a little washed out. The project is located along the York River, Gloucester Point down here, basically across from Camp Perry. It's on the northeast side of the river in Gloucester County. A little closer view on a topographic map. The project is just upriver of the very aptly named Sandy Creek. The mouth of Sandy Creek is located down here towards the bottom of the picture. The pier and existing uncovered boathouse is located in the red circle. Project is protested by a Ms. Fordich, the adjacent property owner on the downriver side. This is her residence here. The Bradley's lot's approximately about 100 feet wide. Pier appears to be pretty centrally located on the lot. The development along this stretch of shoreline is primarily residential, and there are other boathouses in the immediate vicinity. This is the plan view drawing. The Bradley's proposed to construct a 17-foot by 28-foot open-sided boathouse. That's depicted in the yellow here. Also proposed is a 4-foot-wide finger pier around the perimeter of the lift. That finger pier is statutorily authorized, as is the existing pier, which is shown in brown. The eaves of the boathouse roof will extend slightly over the finger pier and existing existing pier. It's the cross-sectional drawing, basically illustrating that the structure will be 17 feet wide, including the overhang of the eaves, and will extend to a height of 14 feet above the existing pier decking level. The ground shot looking out at the existing pier and uncovered boat lift. As you can see, it extends over a recently constructed riprap breakwater. The construction will not extend any further channelward than the existing pier, and therefore there should not be any impact on navigation. Project will not encroach on any public or privately leased oyster ground, and no one expressed any opposition in response to the public notice that we ran after we received the protest from the adjoining property owner. This is from the end of the existing pier, looking back towards the adjoining neighbor's home. This is panning around, also looking downstream. This is Ms. Fordich's pier. It's been recently damaged there, and this is some of the sand at the mouth of Sandy Creek. This is looking upriver. You can see there are two existing boathouses in the immediate vicinity. This is looking back at the Bradley's home. Again, it extends over the riprap breakwater. A final aerial from earlier this year. In 1998, the General Assembly amended Section 28.2-1203A5 of the Code of Virginia to provide statutory authorization for the construction of open-sided boathouses measuring 700 square feet or less, designed to cover a single boat, provided they were not objected to by the adjoining property owner and allowed under local ordinance. Since Gloucester County does not restrict the construction of private boathouses, had the adjoining property owner not objected to it, the project would have been statutorily authorized. We believe the open-sided design only minimally adds to the visual obstruction already presented by the pier and boat in the existing lift. Accordingly, after evaluating the merits of the project against the concerns expressed by those in opposition to the project, and after considering all of the factors contained in Section 28.2-1205A of the Code of Virginia, staff recommends approval as proposed. I'll be happy to answer any questions you may have.
Any questions from the commission? Thank you, Mr. Nyker. Is the applicant present or represented? Do you hereby swear the testimony you'll give here today will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth to help you God? Thank you. Please say your name for the record.
My name is Mike Bradley. I'm the property owner.
Mr. Bradley, would you like to address the commission and explain your project a bit more?
Yes. My wife and I purchased the property about 5 years ago, and we've done a lot of improvements to the property over those 5 years. And the roof over the boat is the final phase, and I would ask that the commission grant us approval to build the roof.
Any questions from the commission? Mr. Speaker.
What is the opposition's position as why they're against your renovation to it?
Honestly, sir, I don't know. We've owned the house for 5 years, and I've met our neighbor only one time. She generally keeps to herself and doesn't come out of her house very often. So I honestly don't know what her opposition is.
Mr. Erskine.
So, Mr. Bradley, when you knew that she had protested your application, did you try and contact her in any way, or did she try and contact you in any way? Or?
No, sir.
Okay.
Any other questions from the commission? Thank you, Mr. Bradley. Is there anyone else in favor of this project who wishes to be heard? Is there anyone against this project who wishes to be heard? Is Ms. Jane Fortich in the room? Seeing none, matters before the commission.
Move we approve Mr. Bradley's request and grant him as the commission recommends.
Motion by Mr. Beck.
I'll second.
Second by Dr. Neal. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any noes? Chair votes aye. Motion passes unanimously.